It's time to head into the barn. This is the Bet America Radio Network. You're in the barn. In the barn. Talking horse racing news, events, and a whole lot more. Here's your host, Jason Bean.
All right, welcome into the barn, the Bet America Radio Network. So we're getting toward the end of our first full week on the air. I want to thank everybody for their participation and nice comments and spreading the word about the Bet America Radio Network. We're going to have a lot of fun on this project over the coming days, weeks, months, and hopefully years. Depends how, depends if they want to keep me or not. But nonetheless, it's been great so far and really appreciate everybody listening. We're going to be getting some education today, at least I am. So we're going to be talking a lot of greyhound racing today, which is something that's pretty new to me. I have a little bit of greyhound knowledge from working in Oregon at Portland Meadows for so long. Dog racing was actually pretty big there because we had Multnomah Greyhound Park for so many years. That shuttered, I think, in 2003 or 2004, so not long before I got to Portland Meadows. They kind of used to, you know, the staff would literally be based over there in the summertime and Portland Meadows in the wintertime. But we're going to have a couple of guests on tonight to preview a big event that Bet America is a part of. It's the Bet America Daytona 550 Invitational Championship. It's kind of the Greyhound Championship. All the top dogs from around the country all meeting up at Daytona Raceway coming up this Saturday night. We're going to be joined by Eric Colts from United Greyhound Racing, as well as by Bet America's own Palm Beach Jason, who's kind of our greyhound guru at betamerica.com/extra, which is where you can find a lot of the blogs and feature pieces as well as the Bet America Radio Network. So a couple of guests coming up, and we're going to talk about that big event coming up, the Bet America Daytona 550. My only real greyhound experience other than working in Portland, I'm going to share a small story with you from when I was a young kid. I used to go to spring training with my dad every year down in Arizona because we were a big baseball family, and my dad played ball at Washington State. I played ball all growing up and through high school and stuff, and we would go down to Phoenix every year for the Greyhounds. And so my dad had a buddy in Phoenix who was a buddy of his from college who my mom hated. And she even told me, like, when she found out we were hanging out with this guy, she was real pissed at my dad. And the guy's name was Carlisle. I don't know what his actual first name is. He just went by Carlisle. And my dad had a lot of sketchy friends as it was. But so we went to Phoenix Greyhound Track with Carlisle one night. And then the next day we're at the ball game. And my dad gets a call from Carlisle saying, "Hey, I'm stuck down in Nogales, Mexico. I need you to come get me." Because apparently Carlisle didn't have any other friends. So me and my dad, we get in the car, we drive down, we drive through Tucson, and out in the middle of nowhere in the desert. And we actually waited till the next day. We went the next morning, and I'll never forget. We get to Nogales, Mexico, and we go to this place. My dad goes and he comes out with Carlisle. I don't know if he went to jail. I can't imagine he did because there's no way they'd have given him a phone call. But my dad and Carlisle come back out. So we're walking through Nogales, and on the main drag there. You know, it's hot, and I'm a kid, so I don't. You know, I'm not having much fun with this whole thing. And we end up there. There's a OTB betting shop in Nogales there. And my dad looks in and Santa Anita's running. You know, it's March. And so my dad goes, "Oh, well, we're going to stay here for a little while." And I was just pissed. I remember I was just like, I want to go back to Arizona. I want to go to the ball game. I don't like this. And so we ended up sitting in this dirty Nogales off-track betting site for like 3 hours while my dad and Carlisle bet. I ended up. My present for waiting so patiently was there was a store next door that had whips, and I wanted to be a jockey from the time I was like a little tiny kid. And so my dad bought me a whip with the condition that I wouldn't, you know, hit my sister with it. So by the time we got home, I think I had the whip for about 4 days before I finally popped my sister with it and got it taken away forever. But that's my fun greyhound racing story. And then the other one was I got to call a race at Tucson Greyhound last year, which was really fun. It was cool because I got there, and I was driving over to Louisiana Downs, and it was, you know, I got to Tucson, and I was thinking, well, I should do something tonight, you know, go out to dinner or whatever. And I look, and I go, hold on, there's a dog track here. And I look, and it was Wednesday night, and they were running. So I was like, oh, I got to go. So I drove down to Tucson Greyhound Park. There was about 8 guys there, including me, and I was walking around and I saw this guy who looked kind of official. So I was like, oh, do you work here? And he was the GM. And I said, yeah, I'm going to work at Louisiana Downs to announce. And he goes, oh, you want to come up and guest announce a race? I was like, yeah. So and I don't know anything about how to announce a dog race. So I was going to start memorizing the names. And they told me, now they go so fast, you got to kind of call them by number because they switch spots a lot. And so we get upstairs to the booth, and it's like the, I say booth loosely, the office. It was the announcer and the chart caller guy are in the same room, and then the stewards are like, 5 feet away from them, too. And the lighting system there is not the greatest. I couldn't see who was who on the backstretch, but I got through it. I threw in a couple names, too. I didn't just use the number, but it was kind of fun to do the, here's Rusty. I think it was called Lucky, but I can't really remember. But one thing I've learned from talking to some Greyhound folks, we're going to be joined again by Eric Colts from United Greyhound Racing and Palm Beach Jason from Bet America here, who does a lot of the Greyhound capping down in Florida. But I've learned that everybody in harness racing has nicknames. I know at Tucson they had a guy named the Weasel. Who was there for 100 years. Palm Beach Jason told me, he's Palm Beach Jason. Apparently everybody in Greyhound racing has nicknames, so I need to think of my own Greyhound nickname. So I'm gonna work on that here before I hit up the dog track next time out. But it's gonna be an educational program because we're gonna learn about this big race that's going on. And again, it's the Bet America Daytona 550. It's coming up Saturday evening. Of course, you can watch and wager on it at betamerica.com. And we'll be talking to first Eric Colts and kind of just learning the background and the history of the race because they really did want to create a championship for Greyhound racing. It kind of was lacking that, Breeders' Cup type event or Triple Crown type event. And, horse racing obviously centers around those kind of events. So we're going to talk to Eric about that here in just a second. And then after that, we're going to do some handicapping on the race and talk about the big event with Palm Beach Jason, our very own Palm Beach Jason from Bet America. You can find him on Twitter at Jason Palm Beach. So we're going to head out to a break. When we come back, Eric Colts from United Greyhound Racing going to join us here on the Bet America Radio Network.
Hello, this is Kayla Stratt, and I'm here to tell you all about BetAmerica.com. It is the fastest growing legal, safe, and secure website to place all your bets on horse racing. BetAmerica covers over 200 racetracks from North America, the UK, and my home country, Australia. New players to BetAmerica receive a 100% bonus on your first deposit up to $300. That's the best sign-up bonus available today. It's time to play the BetAmerica way.
All right, welcome back into the bar in the Bet America Radio Network, and we are pleased to go out to the Windy City and welcome in the co-founder of United Greyhound Racing, Mr. Eric Colts. Eric, good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. You guys, a big night of racing coming up down in South Florida, the Bet America Daytona 550. Now, I know this is an event that it's pretty new still. This is just the second running of it, and you guys were instrumental in kind of getting it going along with Bet America. How did this event come about?
Sure. Well, to kind of knock on Greyhound Racing, there hasn't been a premier event in our industry. So kind of what we've done before is we created this top 25 poll that we release every couple months. And we have track representatives throughout the country, and they give us 5 Greyhounds. We run it through a formula kind of like the college football, the BCS.
Mm-hmm.
And coming out of that, we decided, well, let's take the top 8 Greyhounds or so, or some at-large bids. And let's create a one-night event, calling it the Bet America Daytona 550, making it the national championship for Greyhound racing.
So, and, go ahead.
So last year was our inaugural year, and this year the motto is bigger and better, and I think we're there.
And so you got a field of 8 in there. Obviously with most of Greyhound racing kind of centered in Florida, a lot of the participants are from there. I noticed a couple from Southland and then they have been running at Gulf Greyhound before Gulf closed. Southland's kind of the cream of the crop in terms of the kind of the top level money place, correct?
Yeah, that's the premier track in the country as far as purse money.
Mm-hmm.
What makes it unique, it kind of has a unique track layout. It is 583 yards, where most of the tracks are 550. So it takes a stronger dog, not necessarily the early speed as you'll see at some of the Florida tracks.
Mm-hmm.
But so while it might have the highest purses and the best Greyhounds there, that does have some challenges for this race, the Greyhounds.
Eric Colts from United Greyhound Racing joined us. Eric, how did you get into Greyhound racing?
Well, it's kind of funny is I was a big horse player. Mm-hmm. I used to go to Arlington Park all the time. And I didn't have a job one college summer. So my buddy and I, we worked out in the morning. We went to Arlington Park when our parents thought we were working out and bet the horses all day. And greyhound racing was in Kenosha, Wisconsin, Dairyland Greyhound Park. So one day we decided to switch it up rather than going to Maywood Park and betting harness racing at night, driving an hour and 15 minutes to Dairyland. And we just fell in love with it. And ever since then, well, I still enjoy betting the horses. My passion is the greyhounds.
You're a sicko like me, man. I used to do when I was living back in Cincinnati at River Downs, man. I would you know run up to Thistle Down, catch the day car, and then swing down to Mountaineer for the nighttime. And you know I've done the Santa Anita Los Al double a couple of times. And yeah, in Chicago, I mean you can certainly do the Hawthorne Balmoral, or at least you could before Balmoral closed a couple of weeks ago.
Oh yeah. Well, Mom would always ask, "You've been working out for 5 hours?" Of course.
Yeah, working out, throwing my tickets.
Yeah, that's right. We're picking some up, right?
Eric Colts joining us from United Greyhound Racing. Now, United Greyhound Racing is a nonprofit that you co-founded. Was it just something that you wanted to put together to help get exposure to the sport, or how did it come about?
There's actually another gentleman named Laird Morgan, who's an attorney down in Plano, Texas. And kind of how this came about was we were just tired of seeing the industry being defensive. We wanted to be proactive. We wanted to get out there. We wanted to... No, greyhound racing itself kind of has a negative connotation about it, or an image. So We just wanted to change people's opinions of the sport. The animal activists, their opinion, and just getting people involved in creating a stakes program.
Is part of working with the animal activist crowd, is part of them getting them out to the races and to the kennels and seeing, how the dogs are on a day-to-day basis?
Well, the beautiful thing is that we have so many adoption agencies out there. When these greyhounds retire, they see firsthand the conditions, how these dogs are handled, what a wonderful transition they make as pets. So there may be people who come in as volunteers that are anti-racing, mm-hmm. but once they see, how these dogs come off the track and how they're loved, opinions do change. There are some groups that are never going to be supportive of the racing side of things. And we try, but they have their own mission. So it's difficult.
Yeah, I imagine. I mean, there, horse racing obviously runs into that as well, but it does seem that greyhound racing has received a little bit more of an offensive attack toward that part of things. And so I do... Yeah, and that's come from somebody who doesn't have a strong greyhound background, but just from listening and kind of observing from a little bit of a distance,
Yeah, and I think some of the challenge there is like people associate a dog as a household pet,
uh-huh.
and a horse is kind of more, on the farm, or and it's not the same intimacy that you have with a dog. So maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting because I used to go out to Multnomah Greyhound Park, the Portland dog track that was open for years, and they had the adoption agency right there at the place. And I remember the greyhounds are some of the most like kind of sweet and lazy animals on earth. Like, and she was she was telling me, she goes, they'll go out and run as fast as you want them to run for a little bit. She goes, but they're just going to lay around the house all day.
Yeah, well, the term is what, the 45-mile-per-hour couch potato once they're done.
What are some good places to go for people who are possibly interested in greyhound adoption? Is there certain websites or agencies you would recommend contacting?
Sure. A lot of the tracks have their own adoption program, and they have them right on site. Mm-hmm. So if you're at a greyhound park, there's information available there.
Okay. We're joined by Eric Colts of the United Greyhound Racing, and we're talking about the big night coming up Saturday night at Daytona Greyhound Park, the Bet America Daytona 550. And one of the I keep saying horses. I'm going to work on that. But one of the dogs, Flying Fired Up, is actually going for a bonus and is eligible to kind of win the Triple Crown of greyhound racing. Is that right?
That's correct. With Bet America's help this year, again, the motto is bigger and better. We sat down and figured out, well, how the heck are we going to do that? And kind of what we did, there's an existing stakes schedule out there at the Greyhound tracks. Mm-hmm. And we took their most prestigious races and made those what we called our Group A. Mm-hmm. Then with that, we created two new races with Bet America. One was called the Bet America Kings versus Queen Stakes at Southland Greyhound Park. Mm-hmm. And the other one was the Bet American Floridian. So if a Greyhound won a Group A race, one of those Group B races, and then wins the Daytona 550, as Flying Fired Up has, not the 550, but if you win this Saturday, he gets a $20,000 bonus on top of the purse money he'd win from the event.
Yeah, and then we also have last year's defending champion, Husker Magic, who's looking to make it 2-for-2. I know she had the rail last year and is now drawn more toward the outside. Do you think that'll have an effect on her chances?
You know what? I think it might, but you can never put Husker Magic out of this race. I mean, there's a lot of early speed. The 7 box isn't going to help her, but I think she's going to be there.
Do you have you done a lot of handicap toward this race yet? Do you have some top picks, or are you still kind of digesting all the information?
Well, I think my pick is going to be Flying Fired Up with Bet America May Not Like as a shot at $20,000 opponent.
Oh, Pete already told me my budget for the show goes way down if she wins.
Yeah, it's I've been following that dog for about a year, and when he first broke the scene, one of the industry like forums, I said this dog's going to be the next monster. So, not that I can spot talent, I think it's maybe just a lucky guess, but he's my favorite.
Now, as somebody who's pretty ignorant on dog racing, is there a secretariat of dog racing? Is there horse or dogs that are looked upon as all time greats?
Sure. One of the greatest dogs out there is Molotov. Mm-hmm. He raced in the Colorado Circuit Mile High. He only ran 6 races, but was beating Greyhounds by, 20, 15, 18 lengths. And he sired a lot of Greyhounds that have gone on to great things, too. So he's probably the closest to our secretariat. I know some other people may have differing opinions that go further back than I. But for me, it's Molotov.
And he only ran 6 times?
Only 6 times. If you actually can watch his races on YouTube,
oh, okay.
It's unbelievable. Someone put him out there a couple of years ago.
Does he just go right to the front and then blow their doors off?
Pretty much. Once he got past that first turn, he had a big, powerful stride, and he was all over. It's kind of funny when the cameraman pans to him, and he goes back to the rest of the field, and then he's trying to find him, and he's already at the final turn. It's pretty funny.
Oh yeah, I'm going to go look those up here when we're done talking. Well, Eric, I really appreciate your time. Folks, for more information, you can check out UnitedGreyhoundRacing.com. They got a ton of stuff up there, as well as social media stuff. Can we find you guys on Facebook and Twitter and all that?
We're on all those except Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Perfect. All right, Eric, well, I appreciate your time, and have a great night Saturday. It should be a lot of fun. The Bet America Daytona 550 from Daytona. It goes off Saturday evening, and we're also going to be talking with Palm Beach Jason here in a second and doing a little bit more handicapping toward the race. So it'll be a fun night, and we look forward to it, and thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All right, Eric Colts joining us from United Greyhound Racing. We'll be right back after this short timeout. You are in the barn of the Bet America Radio Network.
This is the Bet America Radio Network. You're in the barn with Jason Beam.
And welcome back to the Bet America Radio Network. We are in the barn, and we are actually, maybe now instead of in the barn for this segment, we'll say we're in the kennel, because we're talking Greyhound racing for this evening's show, and very excited to go out to beautiful Southern Florida and welcome in Palm Beach Jason. Palm Beach Jason, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Jason? Welcome to the Bet America team. Good to have you.
Yeah, I know you're our guy that covers not only Palm Beach, but Greyhound racing in general. And so with this big event coming up, the Bet America Daytona 550 Invitational Championship on Saturday night, we wanted to get you on. And you were telling me right before we started recording here, I asked you, I said, do you have a last name, or is your name just Palm Beach Jason? And you said, everybody in Greyhound racing has a nickname. Why is that?
Yeah. But that's right. When I got in the game 3 years ago, that's just how it is. There's guys like Post Time Perry and, other guys that are out there that are dog track, Mike Jameson, Fast Track Dale. We just don't use our real names. We just have nicknames, and that's how it is. I'm okay with that.
I got to get a dog nickname then. I want to have a Greyhound.
Yo, we'll have to get you out to the track and see what we can come up with, Jason. I think we can do that for you.
Well, yeah, because we, you know, I grew up in the Northwest here. We had Multnomah Greyhound Park for a long time down in Portland. And so we used to go down there, and we had a real loyal following up there. And to this day, the OTB that's out by where that track was is almost exclusively playing dogs. We used to host dog tournaments out there. So dog players as a whole are much different than horse players, but they're very, very loyal to the dog racing game, aren't they?
Right, and absolutely. And you're going to see that with the national championship this week is people have taken sides. You know, if there's a Palm Beach dog or there's a Derby Lane dog or someone from Southland, the handicappers and the players and the fans are going to go towards that one dog to be rooting for it. This is the one weekend where all of Greyhound racing comes together and starts to root with each other. And as soon as the weekend goes, we'll go our separate ways and start rooting for our own track again. But for this weekend, we're all together looking forward to this.
Yeah, so it's an invitational championship, the Bet America Daytona 550. It's coming up Saturday night at Daytona. Is it called Daytona Raceway, or that's the car place, right?
Yeah, Daytona Beach Greyhound Park. And actually, the Speedway is right there. I mean, I guess I've never been there before. I'm looking forward to seeing it this weekend. But I guess you can see the Speedway from the track. They basically share the same lot, so it should be exciting to see.
So, you know, you were telling me that Greyhound racing right now in the United States is really, really centered in Florida and South Florida. And this race being an invitational, you have dogs coming from other points in the country that are shipping in for this event, correct?
Right, and I believe that there is only from West Memphis, Arkansas, Southland, is the only dogs coming through Florida. There is other tracks in Arizona and also West Virginia. Mm-hmm. But for this one, it's just going to be Southland in there, and all the rest are from Florida.
So how did this event come about now? Because this is just the second annual year. I know they paired – Bet America and Daytona have paired up. Has there ever been, you know, really a Greyhound – I know there's the Night of Stars. Isn't that what it was called?
Right.
And so I know there – I don't know if that event still exists or not, but it seems like this was kind of an effort – to really make a big night that brings all of Greyhound racing together.
Right, and I guess it was a somewhat of a national championship back in the 90s, I think at Dairyland. I think it was 92 that they last did it, but they didn't actually call it the national championship. And Bet America, and also with another organization called United Greyhound Racing, got together and said, we've got to do something about this because, you know, all the tracks were just doing their own thing and having their own stakes. There wasn't anything that was bringing the sport together. Kind of like the Triple Crown does with horse racing. And the companies got together and said, let's do something. And last year they put it together and made the Bet America Daytona 550 National Championship. And they call it a champion will be crowned. So basically with this means that the dog that wins this is the best in the country without question. So it's good that there isn't a debate anymore, that we can actually see the dogs go against each other to see who's the best, instead of having to debate it all the time.
And so also, so the first Daytona 550, the Bet America Daytona 550, Pete, the Bet America Daytona 550, last year was won by a dog named Husker Magic, and he's back to defend his crown, correct?
Yeah.
Her crown, sorry.
From Derby Lane in St. Petersburg, and she's going to be back this year in the 7 box. Looking great. She's actually got 96 wins, which I believe is the St. Petersburg record there. Unbelievable dog, and is one of the only returners to come back to this race. Should be a good one.
So now I'm going to ask you some neophyte questions because I'm not a long-time dog guy. Now, Husker Magic, I mentioned, is a female. Do boys and girls run against each other pretty much every race, or are there segregated by sex races?
Well, you know what you'll find is the distances. You will see some gender differences. With the sprint, that's going to happen this weekend. Boys and girls going against each other, that's pretty normal. But mostly, if you see in a super sprint, which is 301 yards, most of the time it's dominated by the males. Mm-hmm. But then if you start getting the longer distances, like the 3/8 mile, 660 yards, that's really dominated by the females. And then when you get to the marathon, which is 738 yards, same deal, it's the females. So the males really do well at the shorter distances, and the females start to come out when it gets longer.
That's interesting. Talking with Palm Beach.
You learn something every day, right?
Well, that's what I was kind of excited to do these interviews today for this show because, it is something that I am not well versed in, and I'm open to learning much, much more. Palm Beach, Jason, joining us. Now, I was told by that you kind of came to Bet America because there was not a lot of Greyhound coverage, and you wanted to become the guy for that, and you've become the guy for that at BetAmerica.com. They can see your work. How did you get into Greyhound racing?
Well, you know, I actually went to Palm Beach when I was a really young kid. My grandparents were snowbirds. We actually live in Michigan. And they went down to Florida And they stayed about 15 or 20 minutes away from the track in a place called Boynton Beach. Mm-hmm. And that was something that our family always did. We went to the track, and it was just something we always did. You know, I'd save up my money when I was a kid, and I'd give my parents, or my, not my parents, but my grandparents, the little money I had, and I'd bet it on the dogs. And I just, you know, became obsessed with it as the years went on. And, you know, I became older and started seeing things on the Internet. And I said, okay, well, I want to play this more and look at it. And, you know, I got into it, and there just wasn't a whole lot of coverage out there. And it just wasn't right, so I was able to get this job and have gone from there.
Now, you know, for horse players, you know, we have, when we first get started, we have Buyer on Speed and Steve Davidowitz's Thoroughbred Champions books. Is there books or websites that you recommend for folks who are brand new to greyhound racing, other than, of course, your Bet America columns, to check out if they're looking to get into following the greyhounds?
Right. There's a couple of different sites you go to. Obviously, if you're going to do any wagering, Bet America is the best, and not just being a home run, that it really is the best. You can pretty much bet on anything around the country, horses, dogs, and also you can bet on greyhound racing around the world. If you're into Ireland greyhound racing, it's there. But there's a couple of good sites. If you want to watch the races live, there's a site called BigJackTalkBetting.com. You go on there, and they stream every single card from every track around the country. You can also go into trackinfo.com and look at programs and also replays on there. But if you're just strictly into Palm Beach, if you go onto my site, I'm on Twitter and also on Facebook. I put stuff out there every day. So anything you want to know about Palm Beach, I'm putting it out there.
Palm Beach, Jason, joining us here on the Bet America Radio Network. And we're talking about the Bet America Daytona 550 Invitational Championship coming up this Saturday evening. Now, to qualify for this, I know it says Invitational. Is there a points thing? Are there certain races you have to win along the way? Or are they just looking for the best dog from each place, bring them to one place, and let's go?
Actually, both. I mean, there's a committee, and I know you're going to talk to Eric Colt from United Greyhound Racing too, about this. They have a committee that's that puts together the dogs, and they have a ranking system that comes out, a national poll that comes out, the top 25 every couple of months. And the best dogs that have a point system in that get favored coming into this championship. But there's a couple automatic qualifiers. At Southland, they have this thing called the Kings versus Queens Classic, I believe was in November. And if you win that, you get an automatic bid to the Daytona 550. And also, if you win this thing called the Floridian, which is at Naples track, and that's basically the state championship of Florida. It was a knockout round of 32 participants. If you win that, you get an automatic berth to the Bet America Daytona 550. So, but the other six spots were totally up to the committee and just looking throughout the year to see who's the best dogs, and they came up with this final eight.
Now, you had told me when we were off the air that Southland is kind of the Saratoga, if you will, of dog racing in terms of class, and the fastest dogs end up running up there. I know it's like right across the bridge from Memphis, Tennessee, right, in Arkansas?
Right, it's in West Memphis, Arkansas, yeah. Right at the casino there.
And so the races up there, is it just do they breed the best dogs up there, or are they running for more money so the best dogs end up going up there?
I'd say both. I mean, really, if you are any kind of dog at all in the country, most owners are going to send you up to that track just because, like I told you up there, it pays 6 to 7 times higher than any other track in the country just because they have that casino connection. They really do a nice job of combining the casino with the dogs, and that really hasn't been the case around the country. Usually it's been a disaster for the greyhound industry with the casinos coming in, but it really has worked up there. There's a lot of different tracks where the dogs go, but Southland really is getting the best money, best dogs, simply because the money is the best.
Joined by Palm Beach, Jason, talking about the Bet America Daytona 550 coming up this Saturday night. What time is the big race? Do you know?
I believe the post time is at 7:25 for the whole card, but the race 10, and they usually have about a half hour wait for that race. Last year, I think it got going around 10 o'clock. I would expect it to probably be around the same time this year.
Well, we got a field of 8 dogs, which is pretty much the standard for every race, right?
That's correct. You know, and we're talking about Southland. They're the only track out there that actually runs
with a 9. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, and no other track does that but them.
But they don't do it like harness where they have one dragon behind at the start. They just have a wider box, right?
No, nothing like that. No, they all do it in the 9. It's just interesting to see that 9 box, and you don't see that anywhere else. But, yeah, once in a while they do put it out there. But for this race, yeah, it's just the 8.
How much do you pay attention to post position for the dog races?
It's huge. I mean, really, just looking at Palm Beach, and that's exclusively what I'm watching. I mean, Daytona, I've watched sparingly throughout the year, but with Palm Beach, the 1 and the 8 box are clearly the best boxes for the sprint. If you're a good dog and you like running on the rail and you have good early speed, that 1 box is just a killer for anyone else. And also, if you've got a good mid-track game with a good rush on the 8 box, that can be clutch too. So if you're looking at the 1 and the 8, it's really favorable in any distance that they run.
And that's just because you have half the chance of getting interference on either side of you? Is that part of that reason?
That's the whole thing. Going in that first turn, I mean, avoiding that interference and not getting hit, that's the biggest thing in greyhound racing. And if you got that one or the eight and you don't have anyone next to you on one side, it's just a huge help.
Yeah, I remember hosting greyhound tournaments out at the OTB, and the guy, when they would run into that first turn, that was like the moment where they're like, okay, you know, and if they either got through or they didn't. And so a lot of races are won and lost in those turns then.
Right. I mean, when you got a race that's only 30 seconds or less, that first turn is everything. So, I mean, I posted their replays on Twitter, and people have been appreciative that they can watch the whole race. Because a lot of times, you know, with horse racing, you can't do that. So, you know, with greyhound racing, we can put it out there. But that first turn is everything. And, you know, it can make or break you within 6 or 7 seconds. And like you said, with the fans, I mean, they're groaning after those first seconds because they know it's over. Or they're ecstatic because they know they've won.
Well, let's go through the field a little bit here. And, again, eight dogs going 550 yards. Race 10 on Saturday evening at Daytona. It's the BetAmerica Daytona 550. And down on the inside, Rockdown Star is drawn the rail. And that so a horse or a dog. I keep saying horse. I'm sorry. it's a dog coming from the Naples-Fort Myers Greyhound racetrack coming to Daytona Beach, right?
Right, and this is going to be the dog you're probably going to get the best price on because this is a dog that won the Floridian Florida Championship, but was a 10-1 upset winner. And against all these dogs, I mean, you're going to get a huge price on this dog. It's coming in the best form, but if you're looking to play a long shot, this is probably your best shot.
Number two is Chasmos Dutch, and that's one of the shippers coming from Southland, which we talked about being, you know, one of the toughest, if not the toughest track in the country.
Right, and this is a dog that won the Darby Henry Sprint Championship. Besides the other dog unit Flying Fired Up, this is the best that Southland has. This is going to be one of the favorites. Expected to be a 3-1 or even a 2-1 shot here.
Number three, Seldom Told. Now, he got in off of because of a scratch of another dog, right?
Yes, that's correct. And this actually happened to J.S. Speedy Pebbles last year. There was going to be a dog called Patsy Sabotage that was going to be in. And J.S. Speedy Pebbles from Palm Beach was able to sneak in. Never get that too. But Seldom Told is coming from Golf Greyhound Park, which we talked about off air, is actually out of business now in Texas. Mm-hmm. But it has a lot of good game, and it should be able to run well with these dogs.
The number four dog is Red Utopian, another Naples-Fort Myers Greyhound shipper.
Yeah, this is a dog that actually is the wins leader at Naples right now. Was in that Floridian tournament, actually got knocked out in the first round. And it's interesting with the Floridian tournament because it's a total knockout tournament. You can't have a bad race. Usually with the tournaments in greyhound racing, there's five rounds, and you could have an off day or two of them. With this one, you have a bad day and you don't get in the top four, you are done. And that's what happened to Red Utopian. But this dog is, like I said, is the wins leader at Flagler, and it should be competitive in this one, too.
Flagler used to drive me nuts because they were doing construction for so long. The camera was, like, way off the finish line, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I know exactly.
Is it still that way?
You know, I don't get to watch that as much, but I think they have gotten better with it. But I have seen what you're talking about.
Yeah, like the camera was like 50 yards past the finish line, and so the gamblers, it would just drive them nuts. I remember them complaining about it. Number five is Flying Fired Up, and now this dog is actually running for a bonus. Is that correct?
Yeah, and this is where the horse players can get excited about this, because this dog is actually going for the Triple Crown of Greyhound Racing, which United Greyhound Racing and also Bet America put together. Basically, what has happened is Flying Fired Up won a huge stakes title, the Southland Derby, over at Southland, and was able also to win that Kings versus Queens Classic. So that was the two legs right there. So if this dog can end up winning the Bet America Daytona 550, there's the three, and you get a triple crown. So the actual race is worth $40,000, and then if you get the bonus, that's another $20,000 right there. Plus those other stakes win, so it's a huge amount of money on this dog right now.
Yeah, so I imagine. Certainly, she's the one everybody's going to kind of have an eye on, even if not bet on. Is that correct?
Right. And the thing is, if this dog would have gotten the 8 or the 1 box, it would be absolutely toned. But being in that 5 box, especially next to Red Utopian, Flying Fired Up should be one of the favorites, but it's not going to be a slam dunk as if it wasn't in the 1 or the 8.
Isn't there a little gap between the 4 and the 5 gate sometimes?
Yeah. If you were talking about Tucson before, they have it, and also up in at Tri-State in West Virginia, they have that. Uh-huh. But most of the tracks, they don't have that gap.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And Daytona doesn't have that either.
Yeah, I seem to remember a couple of the tracks kind of having that, like they'd have their logo or something in between the 4 and the 5, and so I didn't know if maybe there was it was almost kind of like an auxiliary situation where you had a few extra feet between you or not.
Right, and that's exactly right. I think also Hollywood down in Florida also does the same thing as well, and that's another handicapping thing to look at. But in this race, you won't have to worry about it.
So the number six dog is Patsy Shortcut. Now, this is one coming from your home place of Palm Beach Kennel Club.
Right. I like to say that I helped to get this dog, and even though I have an official bone, I've been pumping this dog up for the last 6 months. I was able to go down and visit with his team, the Copy Chef and Collins Kennel, and meet this dog. Just what a tremendous athlete this dog is. This is the fourth fastest sprint greyhound that Palm Beach has ever seen. And Palm Beach has been open since 1932. So, you know, 83 years of running, and this dog is the fourth fastest. You know, was in the Heisman Man Classic tournament, which is Palm Beach's big stakes tournament for sprinters, and wasn't able to make the final, so a little bit off, but was able to get some rest going into this. You know, if this dog is anywhere near the front, this has a huge close. I'm really hoping for Shortcut to win this because it would just be awesome to see the guys that I work with and talk to be able to win something like this.
We talked a little bit about the number seven dog, Husker Magic, who's going to trying to repeat in this race. And is the seven a hole something that you're concerned about as far as this dog's chances?
Yeah, because Husker Magic, I mean, this is a total rail running dog. Last year was in the one box and was able to run down Storm Control, who was from Palm Beach. This is, like I said, it's won 96 races, so it's one from all boxes. But I know that the Abernethy Kennel and the rest of Derby Lane wasn't exactly excited about this seven box, especially with the eight right next to her. But, you know, like I said, Husker Magic can win from anywhere, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if she was.
And number eight, the final runner in this event, the Bet America Daytona 550, Need My Money Now. This is another Gulf Greyhound shipper.
Right, and this is a dog that actually won 45 out of 50 races down there. Just a ridiculous amount of speed coming out of that. And actually did a schooler, I think it was yesterday, and won by 17 and a half lengths at Daytona, which and also gets the 8 box. So, I mean, I believe this is going to be the favorite. I'm going to have a hard time not putting this one on top when Bet America's preview comes out on Friday. I believe this is the one that's going to be the one to beat.
Again, I've been joined by Palm Beach Jason. We're talking about I still love that everybody in talk racing has a nickname. I think that's the funniest thing ever. I was telling Jason before we got on here, I had called a race at Tucson Greyhound as kind of a fun little guest announcer kind of thing. And the guy who was there forever was named the Weasel, and he had actually passed away. And they have a little box, a glass box, that's got his ashes and a program and a weasel doll in it. I just thought, I said, you know, how can anybody have the name the Weasel as their broadcast name? But now I know it's kind of a thing.
Well, right. The Greyhound people take care of each other, right? I mean, we don't forget anything, and we look out after each other. And, you know, the nicknames just goes along with it. But I'm going to have to go visit Tucson sometime to see that, because that is the most unique thing I think I've ever heard. So, great story.
You know what? What I've noticed, and I think this is true for most horse players, dog players, whatever, we find great comfort in going to tracks, even if, you know, it was like when I was there, it was like a, you know, Wednesday night, there was four people there. Half the building was closed down, which was kind of depressing, but like I still just had so much fun. I mean, it's just wherever there's racing going on. I think that those of us who are into racing, we can always find enjoyment no matter what the place. And I thought Tucson was cool. But Jason, if folks want to find you on Twitter, they can find you at Jason Palm Beach. Is that correct?
Yep, and you can also find me on Facebook at Palm Beach Jason. Like I said, we put stuff out every day. If you enjoy replays, and also our top 10 rankings come out every month for Palm Beach. So if you are interested in the track or interested in Greyhound racing, now we put stuff out there every day, and hopefully you can follow us and get in the game with us.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun Saturday night. I'm excited for it just because I've never had a reason to watch Greyhound racing, but now I do because, hey, now I'm invested because we've talked about it.
Yeah, that's correct.
I'm rooting for the repeat, Husker Magic. She just looks like a cool dog. I don't know.
Well, she is. Well, yeah, the blonde bombshell, man. She probably is the most popular dog in the country. Like, if a 96 wins, you're going to gain some fans. And St. Petersburg is the oldest track in the country and has a ton of fan base down there. And yeah, so there's going to be a lot of fans rooting for her along with you.
Very cool. Well, I appreciate your time, Jason. And like I said, folks can find you at BetAmerica.com on the extra page or at Jason Palm Beach on Twitter and on Facebook as well. So we will catch up with you soon. Have a great time on Saturday night.
Thanks a lot, Jason, and welcome again to Bet America. It's great to have you.
Thanks, man. Palm Beach, Jason, joining us here on Bet America Radio Network. We'll be right back after this short timeout. You're in the barn.
Hey, I'm Chantel Sutherland-Cruz and want to tell you all about BetAmerica.com. It's the coolest place to bet on horse racing on over 200 racetracks from America and around the world. New players receive a 100% bonus on your first deposit, up to $300. That's the best sign-up bonus available today. It's time to play the Bet America way.
All right. Thank you, Chantal. And then our thanks again to Eric Colts from United Greyhound Racing, as well as Palm Beach Jason for joining us on the show. An educational show for me. Like I said, I'm not a Greyhound aficionado, so it's fun to step outside our comfort zone a little bit and talk about the big event coming up on Saturday night, the BetAmerica Daytona 550 Invitational Championship. Should be a really fun night of Greyhound racing and wagering, which you can always do at BetAmerica.com. So my thanks to our guests. My thanks to you, the listener. Don't forget, you can always get in touch with the show by either finding me on Twitter at BeamyAwards, BeamyAwards. Pretty sure I spelled that right. Or Barn at BetAmerica.com, BARN at BetAmerica.com. So we look forward to seeing you guys the next edition of The Barn. From all of us at BetAmerica, we wish you a very pleasant Thursday, and we'll see you next time.